From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump spent Saturday meeting with several candidates for his cabinet. Trump held a meeting with 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney at Trump's golf resort in New Jersey. Romney, who actively opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign, told reporters afterwards that he and the president-elect had discussed a variety of topics.
Very thorough and in-depth discussion in the time we had, and appreciate the chance to speak with the president-elect and look forward to the coming administration and the things
and
the
things
to be doing. Thank you.
Trump made no comment on the meeting other than to say that it went great. Romney had been mentioned as a possible Secretary of State, but no details were given. The president-elect met with several other people Saturday, including former Marine General James Mattis, who is considered a leading candidate for Secretary of Defense. Late Saturday, Trump told reporters he was impressed with everyone he had spoken to.
Tremendous talent. We're seeing tremendous talent. People that, as I say, we will make America great again. These are really great people. These are really, really talented people. Yes, Marshall. We're doing this again tomorrow. Well, we think he's a great guy. I mean, he is some great man. We'll hear some things tomorrow, I think.
On Sunday, Trump will sit down with Wilbur Ross, a potential Commerce Secretary. He will also meet with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was recently demoted in his role on Trump's transition team. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama met with Chinese President Xi Jinping Saturday at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, with the Chinese leader saying the two countries are at a hinge moment in their relationship. Mr. Xi said that he hoped the two sides will work together to focus on cooperation, manage our differences, and make sure there is a smooth transition in the relationship and that it will continue to grow going forward. Mr. Obama praised the two countries on their effective partnership on global challenges, including growth, preventing Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons, opposing North Korea's nuclear provocations, and efforts to end the Ebola epidemic. China had its largest delegation ever in attendance at the APEC summit, a sign that many delegates saw as China wanting to take the lead on free trade if the U.S. were to turn toward protectionism. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned the Syrian regime and its Russian backers Saturday that they will be held accountable for what she called the heinous bombings of hospitals in rebel-held portions of Aleppo. On Friday, government bombs hit four hospitals in Aleppo, prompting the rebels' appointed health directorate to declare all hospitals in opposition-held areas out of service. Rice said Saturday the United States condemned in the strongest terms what she called these horrific attacks against medical infrastructure and humanitarian aid workers. Meanwhile, airstrikes and artillery fire carried out by government forces in Aleppo killed at least 27 people on Saturday. More than 1 month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people fleeing densely populated urban areas of the Iraqi city. The UN says there's been a tripling of the number of displaced people over the past 2 weeks to nearly 60,000. UN humanitarian spokesman Jens Lerke says those fleeing the fighting face perilous journeys.
They face risks from direct and indirect fire, explosive remnants of war, that is, unexploded ammunition lying around, and improvised explosive devices, but also possible retaliation from ISIL. And we have heard also in the past that they are at severe risk of being used as human shields.
The UN warns as many as 1 million people could be in great danger from crossfire, snipers, IEDs, and other risks. And a Soyuz rocket carrying a veteran NASA astronaut, Peggy Whitson, Russia's Oleg Novitsky, and France's Thomas Pesquet, docked with the International Space Station on Saturday. Their six-month mission will make Whitson the longest-serving astronaut or the oldest woman to serve in space. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.